Good morning, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Vash Lefi. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. I remember that song from Bible college. Someone, a woman used to named Pat, used to lead it a lot of times in the morning prayer devotional times. It's from, you know what psalm that's from? Psalm 61. And when your heart is overwhelmed, it's actually Bitsur. In the rock, lead me, Yeshua is the rock, the Tzur, and there's no answer but Him, is there? God is the rock, He's our refuge, in time of trouble, He's our safe place. Well, back to, we're finishing up Revelation 2, the congregation at Ephesus, and what it meant that they left their first love. Remember then from where you have fallen, he says. He says, repent and do the deeds you did at first. Your first deeds, the first love led to the first deeds. God's first love for them, we love because he first loved us. His love for them led to their love for him, and it led to their first deeds, their love for doing the works that please him. Now, he says, you know, the Word of God says that our deeds, our love, is not just for him, but for one another. And so perhaps their love had grown cold. You know, Yeshua says, because the cares of life will be many, the love of many will wax cold. I'm trying to remember the exact phrase, and it's in Matthew 23, I think, or 24, I think, says, and I'm maybe getting that a little confused, but mixing the verses up, but says that in the end of days that the love of many will wax cold, will cool off. And so our love is to abound for one another as well. But that comes from our love for God. It starts with him, and then it comes, and we show it toward one another as well. And this may have been part of their losing, their leaving their first love. He says, remember from whence you've fallen, repent. Remember, repent, metanoia, is literally to perceive afterwards, the mind afterwards, perceiving afterwards. But the Hebrew is teshuvah, to move backwards so you can go forward. So he says, go backward, do the deeds you did at first. If not, I'll come and remove your menorah, your lampstand, your menorah from its place, unless you repent, unless you go backwards. So this is his call to the people. Now he says to this congregation, he says, I don't want to have to remove the lampstand. I don't want to have to do that. He says, you've done well. You've persevered. You've endured. And I want you to be able to be resilient. I want you to be able to bounce back. I want you to be able to go forward. I want you to have rewards at the bema, at the judgment seat. He says, remember what you've left that first love, but I want you to get it back. He says, repent, do the deeds. He says, and remember, the first love is the leaving you've send to send from, afimai, to send from. It means to, you've let it go. It's become less intense, What happens? Distraction, temptation, overconfidence, pain, we withdraw, maybe we just get, who knows what happens, but sometimes we grow distant and we don't have that same love we had. Maybe it's for our devotions with the Lord that we need to recover. It says, get it back. You can get it back. We can get it back. God wants that first love back for him, and we're able to get it back. So Hosea, he calls to Israel. He says, I want it, you'll sing as in the days of your youth, as in the day when you came up. He who has an ear, let's move this. He says, verse 6 of Revelation 2, you have this, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now, we don't know much about who this group was, but we know that they had God's hatred toward them. It's believed they were a heretical sect that encouraged both idolatry and immorality. And maybe this contributed to you know, was contributing to a lot of people turning from the Lord, but they hated them. He says, you hate them. You're not lukewarm. You're not impartial. You're not indifferent to their deeds. You hate them. You have my hatred toward them. You know, God, the Bible says, I hate them with a perfect hatred. And so there is a hatred that's from God toward evil and toward this idolatry and immorality, it's believed that they conducted. And he says, verse 7, he who has an ear, the last verse of it, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Ruach, is saying to Messiah's communities. So it's not just to Ephesus, it's to all of us. It's to all throughout the ages, the congregations, as we've been saying. To the one who overcomes, and it's in a participle in the Greek, who is overcoming, winning. You're going to win. You're going to triumph. You're going to complete this. You're not going to quit in the middle. You're not going to stop and lose rewards. You're not going to quit. You're overcoming. I will grant the right. What's the promise? What's the promise he offers them? The right to eat from the Etz Chaim, the tree of life, it would be in Hebrew. The tree of life, Etz Chaim. The tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. What a promise. In Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, the tree of life was there. And they could eat from the tree of life. This was to have eternal life, to live forever, in Genesis 2, 9 and Genesis 3, 22. Remember, it was after they sinned, after they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were barred from the tree of life. They couldn't eat of it anymore. So God says, it's restored. You're going to be able to eat from the tree of life. And the wisdom, you know, of God's word is the tree of life in Proverbs 3:18. Wisdom from God's word is called an Etz Chaim, a tree of life. Solomon said it, Proverbs 3:18. Also, having longings fulfilled is a tree of life. Having your longings fulfilled is a tree of life. And a healing tongue is a tree of life, an Etz Chaim. This is all in Proverbs, Proverbs 13:12 and Proverbs 15:4. So think of it. Will the winners, will those that have prevailed, have overcome, have triumphed, have not quit, will those who persevered and didn't quit have their life longings fulfilled? Their life longings fulfilled. Tavu ba'a in the Hebrew, and have wisdom from God's word to be able to speak healing to others in the coming kingdom when Yeshua returns. This is his promise. All of these things are promised to the Ephesus believers who are overcomers, and they're promised to you and I as well if we overcome. Get that first love back. Get that first love back. Don't lose it. Don't leave it. Don't let it slipped. Let's get it back. Go after the Lord. Go after him as in the desert, as it says, we read in Hosea 2:16-18 and Jeremiah 2. Get it back, and let's not quit, even though we're tempted to, and we're going to have setbacks and everything. You know, we get discouraged and overwhelmed, but get the first love back. And what a promise, eating of the tree of life in the paradise of God. So isn't that a beautiful promise? And by the way, I have to stop here. By the way, according to historian Ignatius, the congregation at Ephesus actually heeded the warning. They heeded it, and that's why they're an amazing congregation. And you have that letter to Ephesus, which is one of the greatest letters in the Brit Chadashah in the New Covenant. Well, that should finish up this congregation, this letter to the Ephesus from in Revelation and the Apocalypse. Amazing. Lord, give us that heart, Lord. If our hearts have grown a little cold, a little cooled off, Lord, towards you, Lord, and we've lost, maybe left that first love. We've let it slip. Lord, whatever's happened, we thank you. We seek you. Help us to seek your face. Help us to seek you and find you, Lord, when we search for you with all our heart in Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you seek us. We thank you, you first love us. And Lord, we respond to you in 1 John 4, 10 and 19. We thank you, Lord, that you never let us go. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to be able to eat from that tree of life in the paradise of God. We are not those that quit, but we are those that prevail and go after you and are those that love you passionately and love the brothers and sisters in the body of Messiah. Love one another, Lord, with that same fervency in Hebrews 6:10 that comes from it. We thank you, Lord. Help us to learn from this, your word, in Yeshua's name. You have a great Shabbat, and I hope you can see us. We'll be with us for Kol Dodi at Kol Dodi tomorrow for Shabbat service. God bless you, and Shalom.